Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy Jack Aldrich back on the show. Jack is the president of Nano Veritas. He is the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. Actually, I didn't carry them. I have people who do that, as you. But including Jump the Curve, including The Next Big Thing Is Really Small, and on and on. And he's a very prolific writer. And he's in the business of helping companies like yours and mine see what's coming at us from the future. He's a futurist. And I'm glad to say he's our good friend, Jack Aldrich. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Jack, one of the things that is on everyone's mind right now is jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're here to talk about hot jobs today, but most people in America just want to talk about, we'd be glad to talk about a cold job, Jack. What do you think?
I understand that, but from my perspective, and I know the economy has hit a lot of people hard, particularly small and medium-sized businesses, but from my vantage point, when I look out to the future and see the opportunity for innovation and know the entrepreneurial spirit of Americans, I'm actually really optimistic about the future. But, and here's the big caveat, I think many of the jobs are going to be coming out of the small and medium-sized sector. I mean, as they always have, but it's even going to happen more. And so people, if you haven't embraced that entrepreneurial spirit yet, you're going to have to do it soon, because if you want to exploit the opportunity in all of this change, that's the energy that you're going to need.
Well, I agree with you, Jack. And one of the ways I've been saying that is, one of the reasons why I think that's the case is because of the way our customers, our business customers, you're a small business owner just like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Our customers, my customers and your customers are bigger businesses. Most of the people we do our regular transactions with are with larger companies.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are going to feel differently about staffing up their productivity going forward, aren't they? And I'm predicting, Jack, and I want to see what you think about this. I'm predicting that they're going to be more, even more receptive to outsourcing more of their work to smaller companies. We've been doing this a long time, but I think it's going to be even more so than ever before as we go forward. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, they're constantly looking for ways to become more efficient, drive down their costs, and outsourcing is, you know, the most potent arrow in their quiver, if you will. And so
right.
I think that trend is going to only continue. But from my perspective, for the individuals and the small businesses who understand the opportunities there, that they're going to be, these big companies are going to be outsourcing, not necessarily to India, but to those trained and far-sighted individuals here in the United States.
When I say outsourcing, I'm not talking globalization. I absolutely differentiate between outsourcing and globalization. And that's what I mean. No, I'm absolutely with you on that. That's my point. Is it more and more companies? And I've been preaching this not only to small business owners as a marketing strategy, as a business model, but also as an internal application. And that is, make sure that you are focusing on your core competencies,
mm-hmm.
and touching the customer. And that other people who are good at those other things do those things. And I think this is going to become a standard operating procedure across the economy. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, one of the things I want to tell your listeners is that, and one of the top job I have on my list is actually inventor. And when we think of the term inventor, we sort of think of that hands-on tinkerer. But I want to use you, Jim, as an example. I mean, the way that you've reached out and used Twitter, the way that you take a lot of your radio programs and then put them on the website and allow me to put them on the website, your listeners have to begin understanding this whole movement towards social media, information, and networking. And again, no matter what business you are in, you have to understand how to market yourself, how to advertise yourself, because a lot of, even if you're in a manufacturing industry, that customers have to figure out how to hear about you. And
the old days of unlocking your doors and standing behind the counter waiting on people to come in to see you, that's about a 100-year-old. That's about a 100-year-old practice, folks. It's not even last year's or last decade's practice. It's old. It's not going to work. That's what Jack's talking about. We're going to come back and talk about some of those jobs, some of those other jobs, those hot jobs that Jack is forecasting for the future. We'll do that after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us. Little Bit of Stones bringing us back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And my blog is there as well. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jack Aldrich is our guest, folks. Jack is our good friend, the author of Jump the Curve. Also, The Next Big Thing is Really Small. Also, Into the Unknown, a great story about the Lewis and Clark Expedition. Those guys, on and on, many books. He's one of the futurists in our brain trust, the president of Nano Veritas, and we're talking about jobs of the future. And you know, Jack, as I look down through your list here, it's a very interesting list. And let's talk about it. The first one, you mentioned it as we went to the break a minute ago, is inventor. It sounds like you might have a broad definition of inventor.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I think, and the reason I put it back on the list is people have to understand the convergence of many of these different technological trends. You know, that as you said earlier, I've written a couple of books on nanotechnology, and the average person doesn't need to know sort of the deep science and physics of nanotechnology. But what you need to know, if you're in the manufacturing business, is how we're going to create new materials with new properties, and how those new properties might lead to entirely new products that your customers really want. Or if you look at some of the advances in solar technology, I mean, we're on the verge of creating solar paint. So essentially, the cell phone of the future is going to be able to power itself. But what else can power itself, and how can that spin off into new products? That I really encourage people to sort of step out of whatever comfort zone they are, familiarize themselves with different technologies, different fields, because that's what's going to spark the creative genius that is in all of us.
People don't think of being an inventor as a career path. You know, it's sort of something that comes over you. You know, you wake up and you look at the world a little bit different. And you know, like the guy who was just on the show earlier, you know, he's kind of an inventor of a great way to deliver shaved ice. You know, he came up with this idea all of it at once, like a moment that he had. But you're talking about, you know, you're talking about a job of the future of being an inventor.
Well, let me tell you this. Maybe this is a different way to put a spin on it. Is that in the past, people have always thought that being an entrepreneur was risky. But from my perspective, being in a big corporation is what's truly risky.
I agree,
100%. They're changing so much. And so I know that this is discomforting to many people.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we're going to have to get used to this notion of constant change.
And there's another thing, Jack, that fits, with what you're talking about, that I've been saying for a long time now. And this is why I think every entrepreneur has got to be an inventor to some degree, if the way I define it. And that is, I've been telling people, it's okay to fall in love in the 21st century. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
That,
you got to continually reinvent that. What do you think?
Well said. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's spot on.
Next thing, a video book editor. I mean, this is a 21st century job if there ever was one.
This is, and I think that the price of Kindles and electronic books are coming down, and they're coming down rapidly. But what's really going to be exciting is that innovative publishers and authors and others are going to start incorporating video and other information into the text. And this is going to be important because, Jim, you and I and all of your listeners, each of us learns in a slightly different way. Not all of us absorb information just by text, just by reading. And so the books of the future are going to figure out how to cater to you individually and give you information in a way that makes sense to you. And that's really going to require a new skill on behalf of editors, publishers, authors, yourself, even, you know, as you're designing the website for your company. You're going to have to figure out, how does my customer really want this information, and what do they need to see, hear,
feel,
touch?
The first part's most important. How do they want to get this?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got lots of options. And as people who are delivering products and information, we have to be able to give it to them the way they want it, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Some of these others are definitely 21st century. Video game designer, a virtual nurse. Tell us about that.
Well,
my daughter's a nurse.
Yeah, as you know, we're all the healthcare field is one ripe for change, and it's got a lot of serious problems to it. Prices keep going up. But the demographics of America continue to age, and we don't have enough nurses to essentially monitor all of these patients. And so what hospitals and others are going to do is they're going to start having remote monitoring, either videos or sensors, on the patient, and allow one nurse to monitor many different patients from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time...
Are you talking about off-site or around the corner?
I think it's going to be off-site.
Huh. And, so people might be at home?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Because right now, many patients don't actually have to go to the hospital, but
right.
they do for testing.
Right.
But as sensor technology and our ability to monitor the patient gets better, we're going to be able to do that from great distances.
So basically, Jack, this is like so many of our other jobs. My son is a police officer,
mm-hmm.
but he not only has to arrest people, he has to be able to operate the technology that the law enforcement field requires these days.
That's right.
My daughter's a nurse. It's not just the job, folks, that you have to learn how to do. You're going to have to be able to keep up with the technology. That's the 21st century. That's overlaying every one of these jobs Jack's talking about. Tintail, right back with Jack Oldrich. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Jack Oldrich is our guest. Jack, tell us how we can find you online, please.
My website is jumpthecurve.net. Jumpthecurve.net.
And they can find your books there, all the things you should do, all your writing.
Yep.
Very prolific writer, folks. Great stuff. We love getting your stuff, Jack. Thanks for keeping us in your circulation list. Jumpthecurve.net, right?
Correct.
So, and wherever you can find his books, wherever books are sold.
That's right.
Jack, most of these jobs, I want to talk about data analysts in a minute, but most of these jobs are not making anything. And that's one of the things a lot of people are complaining about these days, people who are nostalgic for the 20th century, is that, you know, America doesn't make anything anymore. And I heard somebody say today, when America loses a manufacturing job, we never get it back.
Mm-hmm.
What's your comment to that?
That's changing, and the reason it's changing, and number six on my list is what I call custom manufacturer. I'm not sure how familiar you and your listeners are with 3D printing, or what's called rapid prototype manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. We've reported on that on the show.
Have you? Because I think that this is really an exciting opportunity. It's going to, essentially, in a nutshell, it is the printing of physical objects. It is
right.
taking sort of 3D software, putting it in a computer, but
mm-hmm.
then printing out a tangible product.
Like a wall.
In like a wall, like a cell phone. They are printing now cell phones, but we're going to start printing other things. And the reason this is important is this equipment used to be really expensive. It used to cost $100,000 for a piece of the equipment, so only the big boys could play. But in the last year, it's dropped to $5,000. In the next year, it's expected to go under $1,000. Wow. And so suddenly it becomes a tool.
And now it ties back into your inventor.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. And I would encourage your listeners to just type in do-it-yourself labs. These are sort of little stores that are popping up in communities that have these printers already in them. So you don't even right now have to make that investment. You can rent space in these little do-it-yourself labs. Tinker with the idea, see what's possible.
You know, Jack, I will say, though, over the last 10 years, I have seen a resurgence of small business manufacturing. Smaller manufacturing is picking up pace in the country. I want to come back to Dana Analyst. Now, why is that on your list?
Well, because...
That sounds like a 20th century job.
It does, but it is going to be, from my perspective, one of the most critical and the fastest growing job opportunities out there. Here's the way to think of it. We now have so many cell phones out there, so many sensors. We're collecting so much data, but we're not turning this data into knowledge. But we're going to start, there's going to be a growing demand for people who understand how to start harvesting all of this data, these digital crumbs, and turning them into useful information that small businesses can start following those digital crumbs to bring in new customers. And there's just going to be a wealth of opportunity. I would encourage if any of your listeners to get the latest edition of The Economist. They have an entire section on data, and they talk briefly about this opportunity.
And Jack, let me just, folks, when he's talking about data, here's what it would look like in your small business, what it could look like today. Ms. Jones, thank you for coming in. Could I have your email? Would you mind signing up for our email newsletter? That's the first start. What do you think, Jack?
I do think that's it. But what you're going to do, I mean, if you're in the restaurant industry, I mean, suddenly, because there are so many cell phones, we're going to start knowing people's foot traffic right in front of your store.
Right.
So you're going to be able to figure out what is the best time.
You're starting to sound like Big Brother now, Jack, a little bit.
Well, I think it's going to be a little tricky because I think there are some Big Brother
Privacy and handy are going to have a little war here, aren't they? They're already having
war,
aren't they?
They are going to have a war. But I think it's going to be in the interest of small businesses to figure out, one, how to keep the information you want private, but how to harvest the information that is public.
Folks, Jack, the things Jack is talking about are not futuristic. This is stuff that's going to happen this year. You can take advantage of this year. If you don't have a website, look how far behind you are. You got to get started, folks. If you're not going to come in the 21st century with your small business, you're just not going to make it. And that's just some tough love from me. Hey, Jack, give us the website one more time, please.
JumpTheCurve.net.
Go there, folks. It's worth the trip, I promise. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Jack Oldrich, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.